It's Anatomy of a Fall, which is a French film. And very well done, I thought.
It was like a psychological thriller, crime thriller, courtroom drama.
With 50 Cent in the soundtrack. This song was on repeat during the main scene, the scene the entire film centered around.
When they were reconstructing the crime scene, they had to replay it.
Over
on
and
loops.
Over.
So this song, actually, I think I dreamt with this song in the background last night because it played so much when I was watching the movie.
Must be those steel drums.
Yes.
Sounds very Caribbean, too, I'm just realizing.
It does, yeah.
Doesn't it? But just over and over, have you ever heard a song on repeat more than 3 or 4 times?
Oh, yeah.
Where you didn't choose to?
Yeah.
You sit in a place where it wasn't my choice?
Oh, no.
Because that's where it gets to you.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
When you're choosing, you know, to replay a song.
Oh, that's on you. You're just feeling the vibes. But if you're, it can become torture after a while. In fact, it is used as torture.
What happens is a woman is suspected of her husband's murder, and their blind son faces a moral dilemma as the only witness to what happened.
Kind of witness.
Kind of witness.
Yeah.
Yes.
He wasn't exactly there, and he is partially blind. So there was that. And that had...
And the dog was a witness, but the dog can't speak, so...
The dog, whose name is Snoop, and you pointed out it was Snoop, and then you had 50 Cent. It must have been hip-hop fans writing the film.
Yeah.
What a well-done script. And it's up for best script, too, isn't it?
It's up for 5 Academy Awards right now. Best original script, like screenplay, best actress, picture of the year, like best picture, a lot of different Academy Awards, and I can see why.
Yeah, me
because
too.
It did very well at the Cannes Film Festival. It won the Palme d'Or, which is one of the big awards there, and that was in May of last year. And since then, and it was only a $6 million budget.
Well, it did. There wasn't much to it, actually, as far as cinematography.
No.
It was a lot of dialogue scenes, which is great. And I thought, much like you,
most of it was held in the court.
Yeah.
And it was like flashbacks of scenes.
Sure. But was this going to engage me was the question I had.
That's what I thought, too.
And it did. It kept me hooked the entire time because it's the layers of meaning that are involved. And you brought up a couple I hadn't even thought about the blind son. And the way he wasn't seeing exactly what was going on with the romance. And then the death of the husband.
The whole time it kept me wondering, like, I'm like, no, there's no way she killed her husband. Like, because she seemed so worried about trying to get to the truth. And she hired a lawyer who was a longtime friend of hers. But she was like, let's reenact it. And everything her lawyer asked her that, like, sounded incriminating to her husband. That he either jumped off the roof, committed suicide, or that he accidentally fell.
Mm-hmm.
She disputed. She's like, no, he never drank when he worked.
Yeah.
No, he was very careful. He was meticulous. He wasn't a sloppy worker, so he wouldn't have just accidentally fell. But she also defended herself as completely innocent. And then a video comes out, an audio recording came out that her husband secretly recorded a big fight they had just the day before, which then really had me thinking, oh, I think she did it.
I've got a little bit of that audio, by the way, which is worth playing because it was pretty intense.
Victim, not at all.
Be fair. I am a man who's been cheated on. I can't stand anymore.
And they're listening to this in court as well. Hearing this fight, knowing it went down the day before. An investigator had researched it and found that he had been recording a lot of their conversations with different family members, including the son and the wife. And they were both writers, too. And we should point out, they said at the beginning, you know, she's trying to write novels around the idea of, is it fiction or is it truth?
There was a book within a script, within a play, within a movie, within reality, within whodunit.
We still don't know at the end.
And at first I'm like, oh, they call it Anatomy of a Fall because it's they're dissecting, did the man fall or was he pushed to his death? But there's so much more. It's the fall of a marriage.
Yeah, I know.
And it shows how anyone that's ever been in a long-term relationship and has seen it disintegrate usually knows that it's not just one inciting incident. Mm-hmm. It's a series of slow, painful, small incidents that lead to the breaking apart of a relationship. And it was actually painful to watch because I knew she loved him and he loved her. But the marriage was clearly on the rocks.
I just thought of something else, too. Anatomy. Remember the first scene? They're investigating the anatomy of him to find out where everything happened.
Mm-hmm.
There's another signal right there.
There's so many levels and layers.
Man.
And I'll tell you, this 2.5-hour courtroom drama would not have held my attention if it hadn't been for 2 very important things.
What's that?
The writing, which read like a well-scripted novel, although it was not a novel first.
Right.
It was a first-time script by a couple that co-wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it hadn't been for the acting, which was so real, so natural, and so devoid of the melodramatic scenes that you expect in a courtroom.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I would agree.
You want the truth?
Yeah.
You can't handle the truth. There was none of that.
The French prosecutor was annoying, but he was spot on, too, with his questions. He was just really intelligent.
And her English was better than her French. So it also deals with, like, language barriers when you're being put on trial.
Basically being able to tell your story, too.
Yeah.
There's just elements of writer's block in there as well.
So many themes.
Yeah.
Like lies, betrayal, love, murder. It was just full of everything.
They're picked for the Oscars for a reason, right?
Yes, and my prediction is it will win Best Original Screenplay at the Oscars.
Skip it or stream it. So Anatomy of a Fall, stream it, we say.
Stream it.